I therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God who is above all and through all and in all. But each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it is said, when he ascended on high, he made captivity itself a captive. He gave gifts to his people. When it says he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is the same one who ascended far above all the heavens so that he might fill in all things. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. We must no longer be children, tossed to and fro and blown about by every wind of doctrine, by people's trickery, by their craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we must grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every ligament with which it is equipped, as each part is working properly, promotes the body's growth and building itself up in love. May God add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of this word. Amen. So I brought a visual this morning, and you have some visuals scattered amongst you as well. But I brought a visual this morning and an aid. This is the afghan my grandma knit me a number of years ago when I graduated from high school. Now, if you're astute, you will notice the colors and probably be able to discern what decade I graduated. This was her tradition. She gave each of my sisters and me an afghan when we graduated. So it followed me to college. It followed me through all the 7 different places I've lived in the last 30 years. flopped over the couch. It's got an assortment of dog and pet hair in it by now. I often marvel at the stitchery it takes to put something like this together. I can't imagine how many individual stitches it takes to do this work. I crochet myself, and I hate counting that foundation chain. It's the worst part, so I can't imagine the work of this. One of the things I like about this is the knitting is done so that it's tight enough that your toes don't poke out through the holes and get cold, but it's got enough give so it can stretch and cover a couple of us up on the couch. You can see it's got places with snags and droops and a place here that it's kind of started to unravel a bit that I never got around to asking my grandma to fix, but there it is, just makes it look lived in. So I think that's about all I wanted to say, and I'll leave it here. Oops, sorry. Just to give you more of that visual there. I brought this because in that last verse that I read to you, the epistle tells us that we, the body of Christ, are joined and knit together, just like Grandma's Afghan. We are joined and knit together. And I think this is an amazing image. The church, stitch by stitch, is being knitted by God, just like my grandma knit this Afghan. So this morning, I want to invite you to use a very gender-specific image for God. So you might want to write this date down in history, that I'm inviting a gender-specific and even age-specific image of God. God, our grandmother. God, our grandmother, knitting us together. Maybe she's sitting in a favorite rocker. Maybe stretched out on the sofa with the Afghan that she's knitting, warming her legs as she knits it. Maybe she's on a glider on the back porch. Wherever she is, whatever she looks like, our heavenly grandmother is gently, lovingly, and persistently knitting the Afghan that is us, the body of Christ. Now, of course, unless you're really good, before an Afghan can be knitted, you have to have a pattern. Grandma's pattern is the pattern of salvation, created before time began. It's the salvation of creation that took place on the ark that Noah built, and Grandma's promise of the rainbow. It's the freedom of the children of Israel from bondage. It's the return of the exiles from Babylon. This pattern of salvation is a salvation that was fulfilled in Christ and lived out in the community we call church. The yarn our heavenly grandmother uses is a blend of many fibers, not pure wool, but many fibers. And it's brilliantly variegated in an eye-catching pattern. That yarn, of course, is the transforming love of Jesus. The transforming love of Jesus. The love that Jesus reveals and calls us to live out is what knits us together through the persistent and gracious work of God, our grandmother. Now, of course, we have no problem imagining the beauty of this Afghan, and many of us long for its warmth and its comfort, especially in the most trying times of our lives. Yet for Grandma God, the Afghan is tedious and time-consuming, and I dare say very frustrating to knit together. Because unfortunately, her Afghan, like any Afghan, is made of individual stitches. And in this case, those individual stitches is each one of us. Our individual souls, our individual lives, our individual congregations, knitted together in this pattern of salvation that shapes the body of Christ. So this makes for quite a few wild dips and turns in the pattern. Grandma will be working up a sweat. Because those of us who are the stitches, Those of us who comprise this Afghan that is the church are very prone to forgetting that we are part of a pattern. We prefer to stay an individual stitch rather than be connected to all those other stitches around us. Some of us are stitches that come off the needles much too tight, and we don't allow for any give in the Afghan. We see God's pattern of salvation and community as a rather restrictive one. Unity of faith, unity of the spirit that Paul writes about means uniformity. Oneness in Christ that Paul wrote to the Ephesians about has its limits. We then become the stitches who fail to see the possibilities of God. We become the stitches that set limits on the variation of our grandmother's pattern. Some of us are stitches that drop and leave holes in the pattern. Sometimes this happens because life gets in the way. Often it happens because faith, our practicing of our faith, we believe or we would like to conform to our politics and affirm our cultural values. And when the church doesn't seem to do that for us, we drop out. We withhold our participation. We withhold our giving. We withhold our attendance, thinking that we're leaving a hole in the church. But in reality, we're leaving a hole in our lives. Too often, as individual stitches, we grumble among ourselves rather than speak the truth in love. Sometimes, as stitches, we wind up sagging down a little too low or floating around a little too high. We get so caught up in our personal faith journey or our personal needs that we forget that we are a part of a corporate faith journey of the community. We become church consumers, looking for personal satisfaction in what we've paid for, I guess. So long as what we get on Sunday morning stays relevant to our personal needs and not too challenging to our personal journey, we'll keep coming. But then we become those stitches that are passive in this Afghan, floating away almost to invisibility, because we wind up blown about by the winds of the latest trends in spirituality or whatever else might catch our fancy. Eventually, all these faulty stitches begin to unravel because we seek to build up ourselves and not the body of Christ. And yet, our heavenly grandmother keeps knitting. She persistently knits the pattern of salvation into the Afghan she calls the church. She knows that this Afghan will one day be complete. Despite our uptight stitches, despite our gaps, despite our holes and our droopy places, she continues to knit that yarn of Jesus' transforming love into all the stitches, into each of our lives, and waits for us to receive it and be changed. When that day comes, When we allow that multi-fibered and variegated yarn to be knit into our individual lives and then into our community living, we quit expecting uniformity and instead rejoice in magnificent diversity. We find the courage to speak the truth in love. And more than that, we discover the gracious gift of listening in love. We give up the desire to be satisfied customers and become producers, dispensers of God's love, because we begin to give our gifts for the building up of the body of Christ. Our call is to be the stitches of that transforming love. God, our grandmother, is knitting us together still, always. She does not give up on us. May we lead that life worthy of the calling to which we have been called.